It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host on WGN Radio. And I guess I could start the show by saying, I do think pigs can fly. Now, I'll give you the reason I think that. So there's a miracle happening in the Bayou country of South Louisiana, south of New Orleans, with marsh that is being reclaimed that for generations has been open Gulf of Mexico. So here's the situation. And it's really astounding. And it's thrilling for me to see it firsthand. And it's equally thrilling for me to tell you about it because it's a marvel. Mark Twain said, better buy land. They aren't making any more. Well, he hadn't met Ryan Lambert. He's making land. So 5 years ago or so, I was at Burris, Louisiana, which is a tiny hamlet on the banks of the Mississippi River protected by a levee. Of course, Katrina didn't quite protect it, but protected by a levee that separates it from the Mississippi, and on both sides are endless marsh, or once were endless marsh, marshes for hundreds of thousands of acres. Now it's hundreds of thousands of acres and more of water that's a couple inches deep, and it's the Gulf of Mexico because of all the subsidence and erosion, because the marsh is not getting any more of our good Illinois soil, Iowa soil, Pennsylvania soil, Ohio soil, Missouri soil, and all the soils between the Appalachians and the Mississippi that come down the lower Mississippi River and empty in Louisiana, of course, are being choked off by levees and dams. And that's why Louisiana coast is in so much trouble. So 5 years ago, I was in a boat with Ryan Lambert, and he took me to a place across the river from Burris, a little cut in the river that led out into a basically, as far as I could see, was just shallow water. And he said, I'm going to make all this land. As far as you can see, I'm going to make this land. And I literally turned to him and I said, yeah, and pigs can fly too. He looked at me and said, you doubt me. I said, not only do I doubt you, it can't be done. I said, I've been coming here for 40 years. I've seen what's happened. I've seen the loss of the marsh. What are you going to do? What are you as one individual going to do to turn the tide? And this story is true, and you can see it for yourself. So, and I hope someday there'll be lots of stories like this. He said, I need $1 million, and I will build thousands of acres of marsh. And I said, good luck. I happened to think that he wasn't totally crazy, that he was so passionate about what he was doing that maybe with a little bit of money, he could at least have a pilot project. So he got together with Ducks Unlimited, and great credit to Ducks Unlimited for having the vision and having the guts to take a risk. And Ducks Unlimited got together with the North American Wetlands Conservation Act with Ryan Lambert, and $1 million was granted from all of us American taxpayers, money matched by Ducks Unlimited, to go and try a pilot project to see if, not with big drag lines and not with millions of tons of riprap, but if with a little bit of, if you will, seat of the pants and a dredge ingenuity, one individual could take a crack at maybe creating some marshland as a demonstration site to say that others can do the same thing, and it doesn't take tens of millions of dollars of engineering study and tens of millions of dollars of heavy equipment in lots of years. So NACA took a chance. Ducks Unlimited took a chance. It took a chance with its donors' money that this might work. But that was 5 years ago. Last week, I saw that pigs can fly. And I guess I used that expression because that's what I said to Ryan Lambert 5 years ago. I drove down to Burris, Louisiana, Ryan, to see what Ryan had accomplished. And we went across the same beaten down little boat ramp, launched the boat, went across the Mississippi River, dodging the big barges that go up and down and went through this little cut that was the same cut that was there 5 years ago, and where I had seen nothing but water to the horizon, I saw nothing but verdant green as far as the eye could look. I almost fell out of the boat. I turned to him and I said, "This is impossible." And he said, "I told you we could do this." Doesn't use the word I. He said, "I told you we could do this if we had half a chance." And he said, "Now I got big plans." He said, "How many acres do you think have been created?" I said, "I have no idea." He said, "We are creating 3 acres every single day of the year. Every second that we're out here today," he said to me, "we're going to be creating land. You come back in 2 weeks, and where you didn't see land, there's going to be mud. And next spring, where that mud is, they're going to be roseau cane growing. And a year from now, they're going to be trees on it." And I looked around, and as far as I could see, it was true. He's created over 5,000 acres with $1 million. And he said, "That first acre I created, that was expensive. That was $1 million. Now," he said, "we're going to be down into the pennies," because he said, "it's never going to end." He said, "This will create till the end of time if we can get this right." So his objective is to take what was a test site, which has been more successful than I think even he thought might have been possible, and do it on a much larger scale, but still on the scale of hundreds of millions, billions of dollars that the Corps of Engineers plans to spend to restore the lower Mississippi River Valley. He's talking about pennies. And he's talking, though, about real acreage. So this 5,000 acres that I saw now will be 10,000 acres in 5 more years. And if he can get $5 million, he will create, he thinks, 50,000 to 60,000 acres off the bat. And he said, "Within a decade, I will have created well over 100,000 acres of marsh just by running a dredge for a few weeks, putting some willows in, creating some blocks where water can come up against and create a whirlpool and start accreting land." And he said, "The best thing about all this land is it belongs to all of us. It belongs to the people of Louisiana. It's state lands." So 100 years ago, when the Mississippi River, before it had been really permanently altered, it flowed and it created land all through South Louisiana. Now, 100 years later, after all the levees and everything that's happened, we all know New Orleans is going to become an island. It's going to have no land around it. So Ryan Lambert is a guy, private citizen, just like you and me, with ingenuity and great determination and creativity. And he is doing what really nobody thought was possible. So Ducks Unlimited deserves a lot of credit. I hope they will help find him the next $5 million. I said to Ryan before I go to the break, and if you ever met Ryan Lambert, you would become a believer. You would sense his enthusiasm, and since seeing with your own eyes is believing. If you ever get to Burris, Louisiana, which is about 60 miles south of New Orleans down the Mississippi, go see what he's done. He'll put you in his boat. He'll take you across the river. That's the thrill in and of itself. And you'll begin to see what's possible, what one man started, but if others follow, how literally the entire course of the lower Mississippi River can be changed. And it can be changed with the help of the Corps and with big drag lines and lots of equipment. And it can be helped by the individual efforts and the ingenuity of people like Ryan Lambert. But I said to Ryan, "So what's stopping you from your next $5 million and the project after that? Who can possibly be against the success?" Unfortunately, of course, life isn't perfect. So the land that's being accreted and gained back from the marsh, from the Gulf, is land that's under leases for oystermen. The oystermen lease this land from the state, but there are almost no oysters in this area, and there really haven't been oysters in this area because it was all marsh years ago. And then it became open water because of what the Corps of Engineers did in good spirit to try to control floods and advance transportation, which had just a terrible ecological impact. So the challenge is how to work with the oystermen, how to extinguish, buy out, or have them give up these leases on land that's really not productive at all for the betterment of society for all of North America. Hopefully that can happen. That's probably a political discussion and a financial discussion. In fact, it is more political probably than anything else. The oystermen are very powerful. Their lobby's powerful, but America's powerful too. And restoring the Louisiana marsh is really important to this continent. And Ryan Lambert is on the cutting edge. And what he's doing is frankly a marvel. So I started the program by saying, I told Ryan, if pigs can fly, I'm going to end this segment by saying, I think they do fly. And Ryan Lambert in South Louisiana is the reason that there's a lot of hope where there was just none a few years ago. I'll be back in just a moment with much more on the Great Outdoors Show. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about the launch of a movie, an IMAX movie, which happened on Wednesday in Salt Lake City. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. And first, a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Hiking, camping, and hunting, it's all an adventure in the great outdoors, but nature can be tough. You need to be ready for anything and everything. Chevy Silverado is built to handle the toughest conditions and get you everywhere you want to go, worry-free. Silverado's designed to handle the big jobs. It's built for the great outdoors. With over 13,000 pounds of towing capacity and trailering sway control, Silverado can haul the biggest loads on the roughest roads and keep you cool as a Sunday drive. With 8 available cameras and up to 14 different views, it can spot trouble before it gets to you. That's peace of mind. And when you're ready for the backcountry, Chevy Silverado 1500 ZR2 owns the off-road. You name it, we run over it. No wonder it's Motor Trend's 2023 four-wheeler pickup truck of the year. So see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and check out a Chevy Silverado. It's freedom to explore the great outdoors.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the show. This is Charlie Potter on the Great Outdoors here on WGN. And before I leave the subject of the miracle, and it is a miracle, that Ryan Lambert, with the help of others, is creating on the lower Mississippi, I want to offer this thought. Ryan's not an engineer. He spent his entire life on the marsh, studying the marsh. He knows how the water works. He knows how the water flows. And with that observation and ingenuity, he's created something really that was thought to be not possible, and certainly not for the expense it was done for. It makes me think of all the people I've known in the waterfowl world who spent their lives managing marshes, who never had a scientific degree, but they spent their lives looking at birds, ducks, geese, cranes. They know how to manage birds. And yet all across America, well-intentioned individuals with PhDs who spent their life in classrooms and now behind computers think they know more than the marsh managers of America. Ryan Lampert's really no different, except he's in the business of creating land. So we'll have more on Ryan because it's a success story and there aren't enough of them. And also we'll have more on how Ducks Unlimited, frankly, has taken the lead on making this possible. Kudos to them. So, Salt Lake City, Wednesday afternoon at the Miller Theater Complex. The world premiere on a private screening was launched of Secrets of Great Salt Lake. It will reside permanently next spring at Antelope Island State Park outside of Salt Lake City. It begins its world tour now. Why am I mentioning this? Because the Great Salt Lake is one of the ecological wonders of the world, and it's an critical area to North America and to Americans. The Great Salt Lake, as I've mentioned previously on shows, is at near record lows. Over half the lake bed has gone dry. A series of droughts, a series of mild winters, not a lot of snow, all and the incredible growth in the number of people in Utah have all conspired to cause the Great Salt Lake to be in real trouble. So the IMAX film, produced by Chris Dorsey, who's done incredible work with Wings Over Water and has a whole slew of films coming, is really part of the conservation story of selecting iconic ecosystems in North America that need to be saved. and the Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation, which you all know I've been involved with and supported for many, many years, is the conservation group with Ducks Unlimited at the lead in the production of Secrets of Great Salt Lake. The state of Utah was also at the lead in the production of it. The Eccles Foundation was in the lead. And then the Miller family in Utah, all names in Illinois that we may not be familiar with, they helped build the theater. So there's something incredible happening on the shores of the Great Salt Lake. An IMAX destination theater is going to be built where over time, hundreds and hundreds, millions of people will come to learn about the Great Salt Lake and its importance. And this film will travel the world. It'll come to Illinois. In fact, it's opening, come to Chicago. It'll come to Peoria. It's opening in St. Louis, I think, in a month. But it's going to travel the world telling the story of the Great Salt Lake and why it's so important to all of us. So when you're listening here, whether you're in Chicago or no matter where you may be listening this morning, Texas, or even if you're listening out in Missouri, WGN has a big reach. What happens at the Great Salt Lake affects all of us. The Great Salt Lake is not only the most important migratory bird stopover region, migratory bird corridor in the entire western part of the United States. Some birds travel all the way from Argentina nonstop, 3,000 miles to get to the Great Salt Lake, where they recharge their batteries, they breed, and then they return. Other birds come from the Arctic on their way south, on their way north. But more importantly, the Great Salt Lake provides a lot of food for America, particularly in the animal products world. A lot of mineral products exist there. But the Great Salt Lake is also an air purifier. And when the Great Salt Lake dries up, the air, unfortunately, in America gets a lot dirtier. And we certainly don't want to see that happen. So if you have the chance in the coming time, you'll hear about the Secrets of Great Salt Lake. It's now out. Credit to IMAX and the great power of the giant screen and their continued commitment to producing, to showing natural history films that are not just Top Gun and thrillers, but are films where we can all really go learn about the great resources of not only North America and this world. And congratulations to the state of Utah for taking the lead on this. As I saw on Wednesday, it's an incredible film. I think if you have the chance to see it, you'll enjoy it. So as I sign off this week, hunting seasons are underway. Next week, I'll have a pretty deep dive on what it looks like for the fall flight. And I'm afraid the drought that we've been talking about for months now, but we're in one Illinois right now, but that's going on across the prairies has taken a toll. Thanks so much for listening. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.